Come in. It's you. All right, give me the rundown. I see. The day's a little busy, but what do you usually expect? Oh, I'm fine. Just a little headache. Oh, jeez. They're working on my air conditioning, so it's been really stuffy in my room. So excuse me, I have to take off my coat. So, how has your day been? I see. Well, I can tell that today has been rather busy for you, too. Do you have anything planned for tonight? I don't know. Maybe just a hangout or a date with somebody. I was told that you were interested in someone in the office. Oh, yeah. Word spreads quickly around here. Do you want to tell me who it is? You act like you're in trouble. You're fine. Having a crush on someone is so innocent. What, do you think I'm going to fire you for having human emotions? Please, you're fine. I'm just rather curious. You always seemed like the silent and stoic type. Never imagined someone like you would have a crush on someone, especially in this office. Wait, let me guess. Is that person on this floor? They are? Oh, I'm getting close. Have you worked with them in the past? Like recently? Really recently? Okay. I can tell by your eyes darting around the place that you're getting a little nervous. Was it that one person you were hanging out with a few days ago? Yeah, I saw you. You were getting coffee with them. No? Okay. Oh, they're married? Ugh, my bad. You wouldn't want to get in between a married couple. That is a mess. We've seen a few marriages crumble on this office, especially on this floor. Let's just say having a work husband, quote unquote, is not a good idea, especially when you're 3 years into your marriage. I always thought that was really stupid. Of course, I sat the girl down, told her how it was, and I had to let her go. And before anything, no, I did not let her go because of her quote-unquote affair. More so that she was using some of our equipment to, have some fun with her work husband. Yeah, well, we found a few little nasty things under the desk and the trash cans nearby, and some co-workers were complaining. And after a few warnings, you know, she didn't listen to those, so I wasn't going to allow my graciousness to be taken advantage of. So now she's applying elsewhere. And keep in mind, big corporations like us, we talk. I make recommendations for workers, and I keep a few notes for others. I didn't expose exactly what she did. More so, I gave a warning that she might get a little distracted. That's all. Oh yeah, whatever she did is none of their business. They don't really need to know. Besides, it's just so unnecessary to tell someone. But my underlying rule is, falling in love in the office is completely fine. But don't let it distract you from the numbers. You understand? So, as much as I adore the fact that you have an innocent crush on someone, do make sure that you're on top of everything. Do you understand? Good. I knew I didn't really have to talk to you about that, but you never know. You could be talking to the person of your dreams, and you could just get so distracted, you wouldn't even know what to think. Hey, can you sit down in front of me real quick? No, you're not in trouble. More so, I'm just a little curious on a few things. Just sit down. You're fine. The door is locked, correct? All right. Before I begin, I do want to give you some context on a few things. I can read people pretty well. Being someone of my stature and, you know, interacting with many, many people, I kind of just learn how to read people very, very well. And for some odd reason, when I met you, it was a little more difficult. You are a very strong-headed person. You won't let anyone pry into those thoughts of yours. But right now, I feel like I can read every inch of you very thoroughly. And for the first time of me knowing you, I know a little bit more about you. You might be a little confused on what I'm talking about. But you like me, don't you? I can see it. The moment I took off my jacket, your eyes were darting everywhere. You were avoiding my gaze when you never do that. Let me ask you a very, very simple question. Did you get flustered when you saw me covered in sweat? What, is my skin see-through? Can you see my body? Of course, you don't have to answer anything. It's okay. It's okay to keep quiet because I already know the answer. And you do too. You're getting nervous, aren't you? Well, that makes the two of us. 'Cause I have a little secret of my own to admit. As inappropriate as it may be, I have feelings for you too. To think that the founder of this company fell in love with her secretary. Only to find out that her secretary probably has wet dreams about her. I mean, look at you. For the first time in probably your entire life, you are a wet mess. You're denying it, huh? Well, if that's the case, do you mind if I try to prove that? 'Cause if you truly don't feel the way that you do, I want to put you through a few tests. And if you pass, then, well, I guess you're right. Of course, you can deny it. But I bet you're so curious. What would she do to me? Well, if you want to fulfill that curiosity, I'm here to answer all your questions and make you realize a few things about yourself that you maybe never knew. So what do you say? Let's go on a little self-discovery. I'll show you the answers to everything. The dream that you've always been having of me and my body. So what do you say? Do you want to discover who you are? Who we are? And of course, this stays between you and me. Wouldn't want the rest of the world knowing who we were. But enough about that. Shall I begin? It's all on you. Ball's in your court. Seems I trained you well. I expected you to say yes. And now, let me get over there. I'm just gonna stand behind you and discover all the answers that I need. Let me know how you feel. Your shoulders, they're rather nice. They feel so strong indeed. You've done a lot, haven't you? Your arms, they tell me a story. You could do so much with them. I know you've had many different visions of using these same said arms to do something to me. What is that? What did you use your arms to do to me? Tell me in graphic detail. The more, the better. Act like this is an interview of some sort. I see. I guess I was mistaken about you. It wasn't really an innocent crush after all. All those dirty little nasty thoughts. You're thinking about them right now, aren't you? I can tell that you're getting rather excited. Not responding to me, Well, I don't need you to. In fact, everything that I need to know is right here. Look how excited you're getting, and how sensitive you are to my touch. We're not even halfway through my test, and I think, no, I'm certain that you feel this way about me. It's good to know that my feelings are reciprocated. Makes me feel so appreciated. And feeling you, I must say, even though it's not anything too intimate, it excites me. And I can only imagine how nice it would feel if we got serious. So what do you say? After work, you and me. All of those nasty fantasies you've had about me. Let's reenact them. Oh, you don't want to hurt me. You're too cute. Well, don't you worry. Though I'm very professional. Behind the scenes, I am just craving someone like you. And I'll do anything, and I mean anything, to make you feel the way I do. So fulfilling your little dirty office fantasies. Well, I don't mind at all. This is my office, after all. Just you and me. Lift your head up for a second. As I expected, my little secretary is delicious.